Ventnor City Planning Board Meeting, October 11th, 2023.
Okay, the October 11th, 2023 meeting of the Ventnor City Planning Board is now in session. This meeting is being held in accordance with due public notice thereof and pursuant to the New Jersey State Sunshine Law. Notice that this meeting was advertised in the press and the Current, and a copy of same has been posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building. At this time, please rise and salute the flag. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. My board administrator, please call the roll.
Mayor Langria.
Here.
Jay Cook.
Here.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
Here.
Lorraine Salata.
Here.
Dan Smith III.
Here.
Mike Wiesen.
Here.
Peter Taco. Greer Gaskell.
Here.
Jessica Stilley.
Here.
Absent are Commissioner Kriebel, Tom Halpin, Tim Coob, and Wendy Bartlett.
Next on the agenda is the minutes of adoption, the minutes of our last meeting, September 13th. Are there any changes or amendments to said minutes? If not, I have a motion and a second for adoption, please. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. One abstention. And the ayes have it. The minutes are hereby adopted. This evening, we have three resolutions which will be adopted as one package. Those resolutions are P39 of 2023, Jackie Denby Greenberg, P40 2023, Ty Doe, and P41 2023, Amanda Rica. At this time, are there any amendments or changes to said resolutions? May I have a motion and adoption, please?
I make the motion.
Action.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ayes carry it. They are hereby adopted.
And
one abstention for a moment. At this time, we have, well, there were originally three applications. Leo, could you specify, there's one application that's been withdrawn. Could you address that, please?
Sure. I don't believe withdrawn, but not heard tonight.
Not heard tonight.
If anyone's here for Atkins, Elliot and Sharon Atkins, 106 South Troy Avenue, that's going to be heard on October 23rd, 2023, not tonight. Carmel, he noticed for tonight, correct?
He noticed for tonight, yes.
Okay, so I tried to get a hold of Mr. Balanson. I'm assuming he's going to want the standard announcement. So if anyone's here for that application, it's going to be heard October 23rd, 2023, 6:30 p.m. in this room. The applicant will not be required to republish or read notice. So that's your official notice for that.
Okay, moving on. The first case of the evening for this application is that of Jason and Dawn Witt and Stephen Dockery and Stephen Bradley Dockery at 5610 Edgewater Avenue. Mr. Abbott, you're representing?
I'm here, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
I have Andrew Schaefer, who will be our primary witness. I also have the owners who are sitting here. It's Jason Witte, and I'm sorry, Chair Witte. Brandon. So I have them here. I'll have all three of them sworn in. It's a relatively uncomplicated application. If you have your application package, you'll see there's an addendum to the zoning application form. I do this so that it makes it kind of easy for you to follow. Here's the deal. It's an old bay house. It's on top of piling for the most part. It's in very poor condition. It's probably over 100 years old. Many years ago, I got a repairing grant for the McCluskeys. Dr. McCluskey and Cecilia owned this house. We went through a long rigmarole with the state, cleared the title with the repairing grant. These are relatives of them that purchased the property. And now they want to bite the bullet and go with a new bulkhead, go with a new house. You'll see attached to the application, we have our DEP permit. And the way it works with the DEP, they don't favor homes over the water, but if you do have a home over the water, it will give you a permit to rebuild it in the same footprint. So that's what we intend to do here. We want to build it in the same footprint. Of course, it will be flood compliant with the new elevation requirements, new bulkheads. That being said, have Andy Schaefer here to swear.
Let's get everybody sworn in first.
And once you all stand up for me, just in case there's a question that remains.
All right, let's go down the line. You can each state your name and address for the record, and I'll swear the three in together.
Andy Schaefer, 1425 Cantillon Boulevard, Mays Landing.
Jason Whitty.
Okay, and... Okay, and if you can each please raise your right hand, each swear affirm the testimony you give this evening will be the truth.
Who?
Mr. Schaefer, for the record, would you please, you're here as an engineer?
I am here as the planner and engineer.
And so you are a planner yourself?
Licensed to planner and engineer for 36.
But the record reflects your credentials are accepted.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, Andy, let's move forward. I see that you have a mountain plan. This would be identical to what was submitted.
Not identical, but the same information.
All right. Why don't we go over the basics, explain to the board what our proposal is.
Certainly.
But be brief, because Billy's are on.
In deference to everything.
And another, even though 6-1 right now, you never know.
In deference to another event that's taking place, I wrote out my trying to be clear.
Mr. Wiesen, is it still 6-1? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
So it's important to mention the existing house to be replaced with a house slightly smaller than the one that's there. So not only did we stay within the footprint, we shrunk it a little bit. The existing house, as well as all the neighbors on this side of Edgewater Avenue, have half or more of their house hanging over the water, similar to what we have. The building coverage on this side of Edgewater is typical to our proposal. So it's, in other words, the coverage is extensive. As every other house on this side of Edgewater is along there. The lot coverage is 75% permitted, and we're asking for 85%. And landscape coverage, I put these in the wrong order. Okay.
Andy, most of the variance relief that we request pertains to the ordinance and vendors or areas beyond the bulkhead. It's not counted.
No. That's correct. So that would represent our hardship in that our lot size. Is actually from the street to the bulkhead, not from the street to the back of the lot, which is actually a separate lot in this case in the water. So under a hardship variance, due to the configuration of the lot being shallower than permitted as an existing non-conformity, this variance is for this lot only, and the variance is for an accommodation of a new house that replaces an existing non-conforming one, except that the existing non-conformity issues are improved slightly with the replacement of the house and decks. In describing the lack of substantial detriment caused by the granting of the variances, there's actually improvement to all setbacks and coverages, diminishing their impact as compared to existing. A benefit associated with granting of the variances will to cause the site to become aesthetically improved. And another benefit is associated with the granting of the variance will be the improved hardening or floodproofing of the structure compared to what's existing today. And in my professional opinion, there will be no detriment to the zone plan and public good as a result of granting these variances to make this house, as is existing, compliant with what's in the neighborhood, except that it's floodproof and it'll be new and aesthetically pleasing. Then, looking at the C2 side, or flexible C, benefits versus detriments, the positive. The aesthetics of replacing an older damaged house with a new one, that's fairly obvious. It's going to be much better looking, much better quality, and floodproof. Degree of encroachments on zone walk requirements are diminished as compared to existing. House will be floodproofed as compared, actually risen, raised higher than the existing house to make it floodproof. And the variances requested are for this lot only. The municipal land use law is advanced by allowing this development to be improved and stay in character with the surrounding neighborhood. So in my professional opinion, the benefits clearly outweigh the detriments. Negative. That's the other part we have to weigh. There are no substantial negative impacts since this will not increase density or traffic. In spite of the variance request, that ample light, air, and open space is provided for. And so in terms of the C1 variance analysis, the existing lot area width 80% of required are clearly a hardship in that the house is not oversized for the neighborhood. And in fact, both adjoining lots and houses closely match this house on both sides in terms of lot size and coverage. So if we wanted to look at special reasons, which some boards do under 40:55D, which I don't think apply here because it's not a D variance, but if we were to look at that under item A, protection from flood by reducing the site runoff proposed stormwater management, the adequate light, air, and open space under item C, and item I to promote a desirable visual environment as noted. Closing, it's my professional opinion that the variance is being granted and the design to accommodate this site with the variances would not be a detriment to the zone plan or master plan of the city of Ventnor.
Mr. Schaefer, I believe Roger Furman did ask about late.
I do. And in looking at his letter, he's suggesting that the existing and proposed site coverage is in the 85% range, which I concur with.
85% of the upland.
85% of the upland, yes. So to summarize the variances, the lot depth, where a minimum lot depth of is required of 62.5, we're providing 45.75. This is an existing nonconformity.
Although we own title at 70.
Yeah, I'll come up with that.
With Gary Green title.
And again, it's one of the situations along Edgewater where the house is out over the water. Side yard setback for the deck on the right side.
Right.
Setback of 2 feet.
3 feet.
I'm sorry. You're right. 3 feet. 2.8 feet exists. So this is an improvement on that, but 4 feet is required.
That's their access.
That is one of their access points, yes. The other one can be through the garage. 3 yard setback for the building, where 12 feet is required, and we were providing zero because, again, or if you wanted to make the case a negative number. Rear yard setback for the deck, 6 feet is required. And again, for the same reasons, zero is proposed because the deck is beyond the bulkhead. Building coverage, we're allowed a maximum of 60%, 77.8% exists, and we're proposing 61.5%. Again, this is another one of the existing nonconformities that we're improving upon, but not making compliant. Lot coverage. The existing lot or the permitted maximum is 75%, where existing approximately 85% exist, 85% is what we're still proposing. Then the landscape coverage, which we'll talk more about, is required to be 25%. And right now we're proposing 0%. And some of the reasons for that is this, our street is so low, as your engineer noted, and flooding would take those trees out. So one of the suggestions in the letter was providing some planters, which we will provide some planters in the front of the building to at least make an attempt to aesthetically make some landscaping appear. And that, I believe, is the extent of the variances.
And that, Mr. Chairman, that's basically what we have. We'll hear for any questions. New owners are sitting here.
I have one question. On the, you have a stair going up, an access stair. You have an access to going in. You have a variance, I believe, for that. It's 1 foot. I'm correct?
I'm sorry.
Is that a 1 foot variance?
I'm having a hard time hearing that.
Is that a 1 foot variance you're asking for that?
No, we're not. I mean, perhaps we should be, but we didn't ask for that.
Well, you have what, 3 feet there or 2.1 feet? Yes, the stair going up. Your plan shows 2.1 feet, or is it 3 feet? And that does not exist in the current house. That's a new addition.
Yes, you're right. Stairs higher. Those first floors.
Exactly.
Right. First floor is higher than the old one. So yes.
What is the setback you're proposing?
I will have to.
You mean the current setback?
I want the setback they're proposing for that set of stairs and that deck.
2 feet, 1 inch.
2 feet? It's 2 feet, 2 feet, 1 inch, right?
Yes, sir.
Right. Now, if you look at the way it's constructed, can that be moved over to eliminate that variance?
Moved over?
No, toward the house.
To decrease the side yard width.
Whatever. I'm just asking you if it can be moved away and increase the side yard.
I suppose we could buy a treader too.
And the target is 3 feet?
Four. So what you're looking at, now you have, the way you're rail between your pile and the house, you have room there to move that over.
We do. So we will comply with that. 4 feet.
I mean, you don't need it.
No, correct. You're correct.
So,
So let me understand. We're going to move the steps closer to the side property line?
No, it's closer to the building.
Well, the deck behind it is zero.
Well,
right?
Would you move the stair closer to the front?
To the building.
So that bolt?
No, to the building. To the building. Not to the front, to the building, away from the side yard. Asking the question.
No, not towards the bay. He wants to move it to the left, towards Atlantic City, correct?
Toward the building.
Yes, either way.
I'm not saying forward. I'm not saying anything forward. I'm just saying to the building, left.
Yes. One way or another.
Now, that eliminates the variance. Does it create any other problems?
No, we can move it to the side more.
Right.
Is the entire deck moved?
No. Well,
so it's just the stairs, or the first level deck, sorry. It's that first level deck. On the side of it. On the right side.
You have a walking deck on grade, which is on grade, which goes to the property line, which you're keeping. Now you have a deck above it.
That deck is proposed to be at the first floor level.
Okay. What is the setback on that deck?
That is 2 feet, where 4 feet is required.
Okay.
I had 3 foot. It's 2 feet one.
It's 2 feet one. Okay. So, and then how wide is the deck?
Deck is wide
from the house.
And that deck, we moved over another foot. It makes it 10 feet. So it gives the owner on the adjoining property a bit more breathing room.
With a final setback to the side of 3 feet, then? Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
Can that be done?
You're asking 4 feet.
I was asking for 3.
If you feel that's required.
Well, I'm looking at that.
We'd rather go with
the design. I'm looking at the long term of the house itself. Yeah. Things change on properties. So that's the way it is now. I'm asking for your opinion.
All right, so you're asking us to provide a three-foot setback.
I'm discussing it with you.
No, that's fine. Okay.
We're matching what was there.
No, we're not. We're
not matching what was there. There's nothing there right now.
It's zero right now.
There's zero there right now.
Okay. Tell us what you want.
So, board members, I'm talking in that way because there's something being added. So the question is do you want it to comply? Or do you want it at 3 feet rather than 2 feet? That's the question, because there's nothing there now.
How far is it to the building on the adjacent lot? Looks like their decks are zero.
This one line going 3 feet. Which is really
so cool. The shaded area on your plan, Andrew, Andy, is
keeping his thing.
The lighter shade. Your deck is proposed with a 0 foot setback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
until that day. Explain to me why that area is shaded then, I guess. Okay. All right. So you're proposing 2.1. I think the chair is asking for 3. I think that would be good to keep that air, light, and open space open through there.
Fine.
And I think 1 foot doesn't degrade the use of that deck on that side.
Not at all.
Still makes 10 feet. I think that's usable.
Yeah. It's a usable space.
I wouldn't force them to go back to 4.
No, I think you're right. That's why I suggested 3.
We understand.
Yes.
So both.
It's that shaded area is neighbors that grade.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I'm saying 3 feet. I don't know about lining up or any whatever. I'm just giving a measurement.
Well, the pilings are 4 foot setbacks. I wouldn't say that.
Yep. Okay.
I would say a 3 foot setback to those decks.
A 3 foot setback, and that would be
that deck.
You're good with the 3, right?
Okay. This is a lot. Somehow, this is a lot harder than it really should be.
So that would be both the stairs and the deck. Right, the stairs will end.
The stairs you could do is 4 feet. Move the deck
in 4 feet.
There you go.
Do we need the stairs? I mean, can't the stairs stay?
Are we talking about side or front step back for the stairs?
Side. Side.
Go over there and put your thing.
The deck is going to be a 3. I would think that.
I'd say keep the stairs at 3.
Keep the side one off.
They need that nanny to get in that deck.
Right. I think you keep everything in line.
That's fine. That's fine. That was the perfect. 3 for everything. Yes.
3 with that.
Fine. That's perfect.
That's it.
We got it. Okay. Is there anything else you wish to talk about? So.
Mr. McLaren, please raise your right hand. Do you swear that or affirm the testimony you'll give throughout this evening will be the truth?
I do.
Thanks.
Everything I said before was the truth.
You aren't lying.
Yeah, no, I don't lie. It's impossible. Let's go over the report real quick. I think Andrew touched on the variances and the revision to the side yard deck, and the steps will be at 3 feet instead of 2 feet, 1 inch. I think that's a good standard. So we need a feeling from the board what they want for ground cover, where they show grass on the plans that may not be the best ground cover back in this area.
Yeah, that the last 3 weeks, you've had more water than... Yeah, I mean, typically we don't care what. I mean, grass is not going to live back.
No. I'd say stone with some raised planters with some shrubs.
Yeah, if you could put something in planters to add some greenery to the front of the space, that would be great.
Something that doesn't float.
I rent a garage there, and I'm over there all the time, and I couldn't get there last week. Yeah.
The planters should be about.
That's the area that looks like.
The planters should be about 2 feet high. And they should be concrete. And no railroad ties, no nothing, because they float away.
So just to touch on a couple other items, is all the roof runoff will be redirected through the bulkhead, so we
Correct. Keep
the load on the storm.
Yep.
If you can, raise the grade a little bit.
Of the bulkhead?
Of the grade, like the garage slab floor, just so you...
We will work on the
grade. Whatever we can do to make it positive drainage. Well, we want the drainage to run from the bulkhead towards the street where possible, or reduce the hydrostatic pressure on the bulkhead.
I'll figure it. I got that.
2 to 3%, whatever Andy comes up with, would be satisfactory. And again, the redirecting the stormwater into the bay is a big positive, reduces the strain on the storm system. And raised planters, I mean, I think we have everything covered on this one. This is no different than a lot of these other ones, including the one next door.
Yes.
And that's pretty much it. Oh, the waiver from the street trees.
Yes, we are requesting a waiver from street trees.
I think that makes sense. And we waived others in this area too.
Okay.
Just an update. Harper hit another home run at 7-1.
Thank you. My phone. Are you complete?
Yes.
I just want to point one thing out.
Have a Sounds great. Oh, let's have 3 feet. Put this out. That's board wall. Goes to the property. That's because of their name. Now we're saying, oh no, create a gap this wide between the two decks. Not sure what that accomplished. It's bad. So now you're going to put a fence there rather than just have just the access.
The boardwalk is not in question because the boardwalk is on grade.
Correct.
So we're not talking about that.
All right, good.
So it never was in the conversation.
Upper deck.
Upper deck was only the conversation.
Upper deck.
That was all.
My client Harper's baseball up there, right?
Okay. So, all right. Are you complete?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Mr. Abbott, are you with Mr. McLaren?
We are. Finish with everybody.
Okay. I'd like to open it to the public at this time. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none, seeing a request, public portion is now closed. Do you have anything further you wish to add, Mr. Abbott?
No, sir.
Okay. Any board members, any questions of our professionals or the applicant? Leo, you're up. For a resolution, please.
Sure. Walk around.
Okay. We should talk about the construction side. You'll have to consult with the city for maintenance of the sidewalk while it's under construction, because there's been issues on the street.
Well, once we have everything lined up and we demolish the house, I'm presuming it's going to be all new concrete. We're putting a new bulkhead in.
I know that, but I'm saying during construction.
Yes.
They do. The city has made certain requirements for temporary sidewalks and so on.
Oh, temporary sidewalks.
Yes.
Just gravel.
And,
okay.
And that is the case. So
understood.
You should work that out with the city first.
Be happy.
You're on target with that, please. So I know there's other issues that have happened on the street.
Like a DGA or a gravel, I-5 gravel will be sufficient. Exactly. Just maintain it so it's passable.
Believe it or not, the biggest headache we have with all these houses and their bulkheads is if the guy, they don't put that bulkhead exactly where the DEP said to put it. I've got a number of cases now. They're 10 inches off, 14 inches off. The DEP is really giving them a hard time about it. They've gone crazy or something.
Well, no.
But we'll work with the city.
Right, yes.
Temporary sidewalk,
right.
Raise the grade a little bit, which makes a lot of sense.
Exactly.
That's all good.
So, but that is still, our board does not control the temporary sidewalk. That is a city issue.
I understand.
Okay. We're just giving you a heads up. At that point, Leo, can you frame a motion in the affirmative?
Yep.
Affirmative, please.
Roger, I think Andy say 0% total landscaping or 10%?
No, we're going to put planters.
Andy. So, 0%.
As a condition, you're going to put.
You have a minimum size on that width and dimension.
They need a variance for front yard setback, or actually they meet the front yard setback or front yard coverage for landscaping if we include stones and planters.
Total.
They need a total landscape variance of, I estimated about 20%, or they need 25%. So that's a variance.
How many square feet is that?
I don't know off the top of my head.
25% is the requirement, and you're saying you're going to zero, you're going to be at.
Well, actually, if block coverage.
Exception of planters. There's a minimum size of the planter?
No, I'm asking you, if for the record, rather than just say a planter, can you give us an idea of size that you're picking up?
Probably the minimum you could even buy in concrete. It's going to be an 18-inch by 18-inch if it's 2 feet high.
That's kind of small, isn't it?
I mean, it can be bigger. I mean, if we can agree on a... This is why this lease is surviving.
Why don't we do this? We'll have the planters and the sizes get worked out with our city engineer. The maximum size we're going to get in there. We'd like the largest size. They can fit in there. The size get worked out with Roger.
All right. That's completely.
And that would be the best way to handle it.
That's completely acceptable.
But, I mean, there's no other way to do it. We don't know what we're doing. So
just so we're real clear, we're going to revise our plans, show those setbacks, show those planters, show the elevations, show the proposed grade, and we'll work it out with Roger.
Okay. Fine.
Perfect.
Thank you.
15 should be the number. The proposed number should be 15.
Plus or minus.
All right, so it's a C variance application. I'll summarize the C variances, and then we'll need a motion in a second. Lot depth is at 47.75 feet. Where 62 point, and that's to the bulkhead, 62.5 feet is the requirement. Side yard setback to the deck, that upper deck and the stairs on the right side, that's going to be at 3 feet or 4 feet is the requirement. The rear yard setback to the house is 0 feet because it's over the water, 12 feet is required. Same thing with the rear yard deck, 0 feet where 6 feet is required. Building coverage is at 61.5% where 60% is permitted. And lot coverage is at 85% or 75% is permitted. And then conversely, the total landscaping coverage is around 10%, give or take. Where I believe 25% is the requirement. There'll be a waiver of the street tree requirements. The conditions I have noted, they're going to provide some planters and stone. Is it stone in the front?
Temporary sidewalk.
In front of the building.
Right.
To be submitted and approved in Mr. McCarnan's discretion. They'll work with the grading and slope as per Mr. McCarnan's comments. And during construction, they'll comply with the city ordinances in terms of that temporary sidewalk, whatever those standards are. Then I'll just note anything else in Mr. McLaren's report, unless otherwise addressed on the record, subject to your outside approvals that may be necessary. It sounds like they already have the DEP approval. And then subject to any other representations made by the applicant during the course of the hearing.
Is it? May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Have a roll call vote.
Mayor Landgraf?
You have me a new bulkhead. That's sorely needed in that area of the city. We just did a full engineering study of that area. And a lot of what Roger's talking about is raising that grade elevation on your property will help some of that, as well as the bulkhead. Thank you for working with us a little bit on that deck. I think that'll make a good project there for you. I see no detriment to this. I think it's a great renewing of this property. Beautiful site, and I vote yes.
Jay Cook?
This is a sensitive area for flooding and so on. And also, the site that they've worked with us on, the variances go long-term with the property, so we don't know what's going to happen in the future. So we're planning ahead future things with Joyce and Properties. So thank you for working with us on that. And it does go to the master plan on removing old obsolete properties and replacing them with currently engineered properties. Also bring it into the FEMA, our FEMA compliance as well. And you're sensitive to the environmental problems of flooding with that. And we appreciate that. Great. And with that, I vote for approval.
Roman Zabi Hutch.
I also vote yes. Hardship. Cooperative.
Lorraine Salata.
I vote in favor of it. It's a big improvement, you know, for what's currently there. We have some new housing stock that is flood compliant. The applicants were very congenial and wanting to do the right thing, which is always appreciated. So I'm definitely in favor of it.
Dan Smith the third. Mike Wiesen.
I'm also going to vote in favor. Thank you for saying yes to every request the board's made.
Peter Taco.
I also vote in favor of the application. I believe that they met the criteria for the variances and so they could will be at this point very successful. Forward.
Greer Gaskell.
Yeah, yes, here also. I'm saying detriment to the neighborhood. Great project. The existing house up there probably 30 years ago on cardboard, and it's fallen into the bay back then. It's fallen into the bay. I was just by there Monday. I know it's think of my wife, I say, now this is not going to be yet.
Jessica Stilley.
I'm going to vote in favor as well. I'm real happy to see that you're going to be replacing that bulkhead, making it flood compliant, and also raising that grade elevation. Also, I do really appreciate you guys working with us on that side yard setback, pushing that over a foot to give a little more. It's there, so thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, welcome. Good luck with the project.
Questions?
Here.
Sunset Grove. Gentlemen, you can clear the room, please. We have another application.
His uncle, his name is my sister's son is a.
My husband was appalled that he did not get
this. Is not, it says apple.
It's just like,
no, obviously.
Okay. All right. Next application is that of 5217 LLC, 5217 Bender Avenue. God have it representing. You're on.
What's the score?
The score is
John Scott Abbott. I have tonight the principal, Ralph Pappas, is with me. I also have our architect, Andrew Beckett.
Okay, before you start, that one recusal, Mike, could you recuse for the record, please? Okay, thank you. Let the record reflect that Mike is separating himself from the boards.
Okay, so this property, you all know it as the former Sacco's Subs. Had the fire and mostly demolished, but they're still using part of the steel frame, as our architect will get into. Ralph has developed that whole stretch of land there between the Ventnor Movie to the corner. Sacco's Subs will be moving into the corner because they bought it from Ralph. So with that being said, let's get everybody sworn in and we'll move forward.
Let's go.
All right. Let's just go, Mr. Bechtold and Mr. Pappas, just your name and address for the record. I'll swear the two of you in together.
Ralph Pappas, 1 West Colorado, Absecon, New Jersey.
Andrew Bechtold, Thomas Bechtold, 599 Shore Road, Summers Point, New Jersey.
Okay, and if you can each please raise your right hand, each swear from the testimony you'll give this evening will be the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Bechtold, you are an architect?
Yes, sir.
A planner also?
Yes,
okay. You're licensed in New Jersey?
Yes.
The record reflects your credentials are acceptable.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, so we're here on behalf of an LLC. We have the principal who can testify. Basically, I'm going to get Andrew take over, explain to you what the project is. The concept here is they're using some of the structural steel and block work, which you'll get into. But we have an interesting concept. It's an odd-shaped lot because there's actually three simple titles going out to Little Rock Avenue behind it. That alleyway you see there, they own that. So, Andrew's taking over.
Before you start, could you set up the site for the board, please? There's a vacant lot with a driveway and everything. And just orientate the board on what the site is you're talking
where,
about.
Where do you want to stand? Where do you want?
Wherever you look, wherever you can see this stuff.
Sure. So, on your page, PB4, but it's right up here for you. We're at the corner of basically Little Rock, or went in off the corner of Little Rock and Ventnor Avenue. The west side of the lot, There is a ingress area, 20-foot wide easement that is used to get cars in, all a little on down there. And that is what we're proposing to use for the two parking spaces for the parts that are above the structure. Then directly to the north of this is the driveway that takes people back to the movie theater parking lot that is adjacent to the structure. The movie theater is just to the north of this property. Between the renovated, what we're going to renovate, third unit, if you will, that is now totally demolished, and that's now going to be the outdoor kind of eating, seating area that is immediately to the north of the building proper of this structure, all in the same lot. So there's the building that's on the corner that will now be the new SAC move. That is currently still kind of boarded up. That will be the new structure. A little bit to that side, an outdoor cafe area of that structure. So currently there were two residential units above a commercial restaurant. We are proposing to do basically the same thing. We're going to have the same two residential units above, two bedrooms each with a bath, and then a larger commercial space down below, which we plan on having as a restaurant facility. And then again, to the north of that, we're going to have some outdoor seating and eating area for the restaurant. All parking will now be designated, which will provide one parking space per unit for the two bedroom units. I wanted to also show you, if I can approach the bench, kind of a before and after. That shows a little clearer. If I can hand out this, if that's all right.
Sure. What are we getting here?
This is a before and after of the front elevation.
Okay, I'll call it A1, before and after front elevation.
For the record, the existing buildings are not being demolished. They're being renovated.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This exhibit is showing how the existing building that we're going to be renovating really doesn't relate to the corner that's been fully renovated. And we are basically going to try to mimic that on this side. So this is kind of a continuity with these new structures. We believe that's a huge aesthetic improvement and a reason to grant the variances. Turning to Roger's report, really the only variances are basically parking and signage. We have no problem reducing the signage to 12 feet in width from the 14 that we're at. That's not a problem. We believe it's smart to have the two signs. If ever down the road somebody were to divide this shop in half potentially, you know, depending on how the restaurant business goes or if things get divided, at least you have two potential signage places. The parking was the other issue. Technically, we're providing better parking for the two units, but we're short one spot. If we had that extra spot, then we wouldn't need any parking for the commercial at all. Again, this never had any parking really to begin with, ever. So again, we think it's a benefit because we're providing these two residential spaces. I just can't get a way to get a third space on without compromising potentially the commercial space, which again, we're trying to, again, in our plans, have a substantial amount of space for a decent kitchen. So this can be a legitimate restaurant, depending on whatever restaurateur does come in here. We want to have the space to give them the proper size kitchen, potentially a nice size, potentially bar and what have you. And then of course, seating for that. Again, the residential units are quite modest. Again, only a two-bedroom space.
How many units total?
There's two units, two two-bedroom units. And that's what was currently existing on the property.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Roger, do we require preliminary and final on this?
Yes.
And what are we doing tonight? Are we doing both tonight?
We can do both tonight.
So we're doing a preliminary and a final.
The whole concept here is that this route is very much in his back. We also have a good relationship with Vanna Movie Theater. Don't We don't have to draw any concern. That was a gap. They come in a few. So, that's what's working out.
For peak compliance, are you setting up for dry flood proofing?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
It'll be dry flood proof for the entire downstairs. Okay. Everything will be located. Yes.
That should be noted in your application, in your final documents.
Yes, sir.
Got a couple question on the trash. So the trash, proposed trash enclosure in the back is somewhat narrow. That's going to be enough for the restaurant there?
Same as the other restaurant. Thaco is currently.
Okay. So it functions, and you use totes and just pull them out?
Yeah, it just follows along the back of the building.
Awesome. Great.
And it's they the use back. Access
It'll to help. That
driveway, right? The collected trash? Right.
The trash pickup will come in there, and then, or they might even come down the driveway to the movie theater. Okay. All right. That works.
Yeah, I think they do that. So in the parking spaces, there's a utility pole that's going to be removed?
Yes, it's being moved.
It's going to be moved?
Yes.
Yes, that's in the process of getting moved inside the trash area, so it'll be right inside that corner. So that way it won't affect cars pulling in for
okay.
that parking spot.
We're already working.
Okay. So just to touch on a couple things here, when this when the movie theater came in, the Northeast redevelopment plan was being revised. It wasn't approved yet, so they needed a whole bunch of variances. So what the redevelopment plan did is they probably got rid of about 7 variances from this application. So it met its what it was intended to do. It did. Again, the sign variance, I think the signs that are proposed are in scale with the building. I don't really see that being a detriment. Again, they're going to reduce the sign width from 14 feet, 3 inches down to 12 feet to comply. So it's a number of signs for that frontage. But I think I agree with Mr. Bechtold that, you know, if another business were to occupy that downstairs, they already have a sign there. They don't have to come back and get another approval from the board. The parking, because there's 2 two-bedroom units, you need a total of 3 spaces. They're providing 2. They had 0 before, so it is an improvement. More than likely, each unit will have just 1 vehicle using there anyway. I think it's probably more of a rental unit versus living. You still need a variance for the commercial parking, and there's a little quirk in the redevelopment plan where it says you don't need any variances for commercial parking if you meet all the parking requirements for residential. So that 1 space deficit, now you need a variance for 18 spaces. So again, because the one is creating the other variance, you do need a variance for commercial spaces. Basically, you're not meeting that condition of the redevelopment plan. Again, to me,
that's a
you get penalized for improving the
project. Roger, that's a historical detriment as well,
right?
Of parking, right. Already been there,
right?
Yeah. Right.
Again, right. It's existing non-conforming, but you know, since you are providing parking, to me, you wouldn't need a variance if you had no parking for the residential. But because you are, to me, it's de minimis. So the signs and you just have to. Even the site plan requirements are very minimal because you're renovating an existing structure. You're not really changing any of the uses there. I think it's a very good plan. And actually, you met with the applicant probably about 1.5 years ago and discussed this concept. And I think we all want to see Sacasubs come back.
Is this considered a reduction in the size of the space?
Well, the mere fact that the building next door that was burned down and, right. and removed is... you're creating open space now, and to have that as outdoor dining, I think you're also creating a safer corridor for right. that driveway going through by the movie theater.
So this is still being treated as a pre-existing non-conforming use. Am I correct?
Well, it's a conforming use.
It's a conforming use.
Right.
But it's pre-existing.
All the non-conformities that were there right. before actually okay. went away because of the redevelopment plan.
Okay.
So you know, so there's some geometry and some of the site amendments on there that are creating some variances, but they're very minimal. I think it's a good plan.
Mr. Abbott.
You're up. This is one of those situations where it isn't just, well, we're going to do this and we're going to do that. You go down there and you look, and it's, we've already done this. We've already done that. Structure from Little Rock Avenue to this property, Ralph did all of it, then rebuilt. It's gorgeous. Very nice quality work. It's a real big benefit to that commercial area back. This will be too. It's going to be really nice. You see the architectural plans. It's consistent with development that's there. It's exciting to see this type of development come back on that table. So we do ask if, yes, there's a technical glitch where we need a variance, but we're shy one parking space up here, but we're going to ask you for that variance. Did you say we need a variance for the sign?
Number of signs, yes.
Okay, so we would like to go with that. We don't have a tenant, but we do want to go with the revenue.
I do have one question, Andrew, on the kitchen being relocated to the other side from where it is now.
Yeah.
Where is all the hood equipment and ventilation going to be discharged? Same location as it is now, which would be next to the. I believe the exhaust and the hoods are on the.
The hood exhaust is going to come up, cruise up that back deck. And we'll make sure we note that on the plan exactly where that's going to be. But it'll be more towards the south than towards the north. So even more screened than anywhere else. We'll probably have to come up through the actual rear deck because the kitchen level, the ground level, is longer than the upper level. So there's this larger deck basically off the backside where the residents can share that. We'll bring the hood up through there, so it's pretty much going to be invisible to most people.
So it'll actually be higher than where it is now.
Yeah, and it'll be easy, and we'll have the ability, because it's going to be on that deck, for it to be maintained more properly, because you have to have the hood maintained.
Well, before, it's like sandwiched in that little, area. You had very little access to get in.
Yes. Again, we want to have a real legit, good kitchen that we can bring in any tenant that could, you know, start a restaurant in here so that they have that kind of facility. That's the whole goal.
As long as it's not directed towards any of the neighbors.
No, it will not be directed towards any of the neighbors at all.
What is the height above the roof of the actual vent itself?
The height of the vent itself will probably be approximately 4 feet above the deck, but that deck's only on the second level. It's off the second level, so that's like about.
What type of kitchen do you envision?
It's about 10 foot to the deck and then another 4 feet. So it's 14 feet off of the ground approximately.
What type of thing do you envision in their kitchen facilities or envisioned in there?
Cooking.
I know that.
We'd like to see fine dining. I'd like to see something a little bit.
Reason being is there's always been a problem in the city with odors and so on going in and neighbors complaining. And oftentimes, the venting is asked to go through the top of the roof to get above the buildings. So,
problem will be.
Again, the second floor doesn't extend all the way to the back. So this.
Worried about the neighbors, not your second floor.
Excuse me?
Worried about the neighborhood rather than the second floor.
I understand. But there's no other story above the kitchen level. It's literally coming through the roof of that.
Okay.
Well, this exhaust is going to be the same as the building next door. So everything is exhausted through the deck next door. It's going to be the same.
All I'm saying is the condition of it is if there's a lot of odors and complaints and so on, you're going to have to address those for the future. Other restaurants have had to do that, and we should put that in there. That's all. But I don't know what you're doing and how you're doing it, so I don't want to impose something that's odorous. But just to say, if we do have those problems, you should be advised you have to ameliorate them.
Yes.
That fair enough?
Fair.
Okay.
Look forward. We'll go to the city.
I know. Well, we've seen it before. I know. Okay. Are you complete?
That's it.
Mr. McLennan, would you put your report into the record, please?
Sure. It's based on the application event 5217 LLC, 5217 Ventnor Avenue, block 101, lot 3, seeking C variances, preliminary and final major site plan, located in the CMU Commercial Mixed Use District, also the Northeast Ventnor Redevelopment Zone, amended lately, last in 2019. And the tour is viewed on bottom of page 1. Continue on page 2 for the plans, the project description. I believe the applicant has provided an ample description of what they're proposing to do. And the zoning chart, which is on page 3, based on the redevelopment plan and also the standards. So I just want to point out a couple of things. That the minimum lot area is 2,200 square feet. They more than almost triple that at 5,750 square feet. Lot width minimum is 28 feet. That's a result of the redevelopment plan. They're at 50 feet. Lot depth requirement is 74 feet. They're at 105 feet. So all the bulk sizes of the lot meets the requirement, minimum requirements. Even without the redevelopment zone, it met the requirements for that. What the redevelopment plan did is helped out with the front yard setbacks and side yard setbacks as well. And coverages, the lot and building coverages have been improved actually as well. Off-street parking, we discussed the variances needed for that. FAR, the kind of leaves it up to the board discretion, but the FAR is based on the size of the total floor area based on what's permitted to be built on it versus the size of the lot. They more than meet that requirement. Number of stories is fine. Roof style cannot be flat. Again, they have some pitched. Existing is flat, so they're not really making anything more non-conforming, if non-conforming at all. So the other variance is two signs where you're allowed one, and the one variance is gone away. Actually, the two variances are gone away is the lot or the sign width. 12 feet maximum is required, 14.33 feet is proposed. Again, they're reducing that to 12 feet to meet the requirement. Total area will be allowed to, they're allowed 24 square feet. They're between the two signs, they're meeting the 24 square feet. Actually, be a little bit less. Again, the outdoor dining, I think, is an added attribute to this project. As we all know, since COVID has struck and hopefully gone, it's here to stay. The outdoor dining is here to stay, and it's a fantastic thing. So I'm not going to go through our variances again, but again, all my comments are based on the site plan review. Based on this as an existing site, there's really not much they can do. There's a lot of waivers and all the requirements, I believe. Any waiver that I mentioned in my report, that should be granted. And everything else has been submitted and completed. So I have no further comment on this.
Okay. Hi, Jim. They're applying for two signs. So I think I would prefer to see them at least be the dimension that the ordinance calls for, which is 12 feet. It's not one sign, it's two signs. So you don't want something too obnoxious looking. We've had this problem before with some of the restaurants. Excuse me. They want bigger signs. But I think if we can give relief for a second sign, I think it would behoove everyone to just keep it at 12 feet.
I think the signs are 12 feet.
They've agreed to reduce it
to 12 feet already.
Say that again?
The signs are going to be 12 feet.
Oh, then I misunderstood. Yes.
You're going to be 12.
Yeah, you're going to be 12 feet.
Okay.
So. Thank you.
Nice when you get what you want, right? Right.
See that? Right, you got what you wanted.
So, okay. So,
perfect. Thanks.
All right. Mr. Abbott. You accept everything. Mr. McLaren's report.
Good shape. We look forward to working with the city, cooperating. As you know, Ralph's already built stuff. He's got the ice cream place across the street there. He's a local businessman. He's here.
I tell you, he's doing a great job. So. I'd like to open up to the public at this.
You're good. What's that?
I'd like to open up to the public
okay.
this time. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Why don't you state your, just give us your name and address and I'll swear you in, okay?
Sarah Lewis, 7 North Little Rock Avenue in Ventnor.
Okay, Ms. Lewis, please raise your right hand. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're going to give will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay. You want me to come down? Okay.
We got it. We're
this one in. There you go.
It's on my phone here. Leo's
going to read it. Scott, Leo's going to read it for
me. Oh. Okay. And you put this together?
Yeah.
It's from the top on your notes? Okay. All right. Tell me if I say anything wrong, all right? And you obviously, for the record, can't see. My name is Sarah Lewis. My husband, Larry, and I live on Little Rock Avenue in the house directly behind Sacco Subs and Mr. Gordo's. The driveway runs between our house and the back of the restaurants. Visually impaired, almost blind. We chose to be located close to businesses like Sacco. Is helpful to be able to walk places. We are glad Sacco will remain nearby. However, there are some hazards that we contend with being behind the restaurants, primarily the traffic in and out of the parking lot as deliveries are made and received. We would like to request that truncated domes be put in on the sidewalk on either side of the driveway so we will be able to detect when we are crossing the driveway. I refer to the tactile warning strips that you may have seen on curb cuts. Whether or not these strips are required by law, I think it would be a great feature.
So the request is to add
detectable warning pavers on each side of the driveway.
Correct.
I think we should definitely accommodate that. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Pleasure.
Thank you for that.
Ms. Sarah, thank you for coming this evening. And we appreciate everything that you've done and coming and that. And thank you for accommodating as well. And that'd be great. All right. Now, is there anyone else in the public who wishes to make comment on this application? Hearing none and seeing none, the public portion is now closed. Mr. Abbott, do you have anything further you wish to add?
You're not.
You are complete?
No.
You are complete, right?
Fine.
Okay. All right. Board members? Any questions of the applicant or our professionals? Speak up if you could, Roman.
We have one tree that we're adding in front of the.
Okay, thank you. At this time, could you go into frame a resolution in the affirmative, please?
Sure. Okay, so this is an application for the following relief, and I'll summarize it, and then we'll need a motion in a second. It's preliminary and final major site plan approval. The variances requested in connection with that are for one residential, three spaces are required for the residential parking, and they are proposing two spaces, which is right now, I believe there's zero. So it's an improvement, but it's still a one space deficiency. That in turn, the way that the redevelopment plan is written requires a parking variance for the commercial spaces. They have none, and 18 is the requirement. And again, that's pretty much how it's always been. Signage, they're allowed one and they're proposing two. And then with the width of the signs, they're gonna comply. 12 feet width is the requirement. So the extent that's a variance because it's 12 and 12, then that's a variance, but each of the signs will be 12 feet in width, not the 14 plus that was possibly initially proposed. Then in Mr. McLaren's report, there's a couple design waivers from the redevelopment plan standards, lighting, streetscaping, and some other items. And then our site plan ordinance has some requirements that really aren't applicable or necessary for this application. So we'll include those as checklist waivers from the site plan. The conditions I noted, they're going to move that utility pole inside the trash can. We noted the, it's on the plan, but they're going to put the one street tree, but that's already on the plan. So that's really not a condition because it's shown. They'll show the exhaust area, I guess, on the plans. And then, you know, I was reading, but I guess, what is it? Two sensors in the drive?
The two ADA ramps with the technical warning services across the alleyway that access the back. So in order to put the detectable warning service there, they have to be fully compliant ramps. So you might have to Right.
Yeah.
It's full. Just, all right, just make sure it's fully compliant. Yes. So there's no, even a cross though.
Yeah.
No. Okay. And then, you know, then the normal conditions at Ventnor Avenue, I assume you got to go to the county, or maybe not.
No, not here.
No, okay. Subject to any other outside approvals that may be necessary. Anything else in Mr. McFarland's report? Any other representations?
It's a building code condition that is not the sports perk.
And we're out of it, it's withdrawn.
We'll just note anything else in the report unless otherwise addressed. Standard conditions.
Okay, I have a motion and a second, please.
I make
second. Roll call vote, please.
Mayor Vanbrugh.
When we met earlier, when your first concepts, Ralph, came to fruition, you know, we were excited about bringing not only Sacco's but this building back as a key portion of our city. This does that. I think you've done a great job. Mr. Bechtold, you did a fantastic job. I hope you did the first part. Because if you didn't, you matched it pretty darn well. It looks great. I really like the outdoor dining aspect of it. There's going to be some golf cart people that are not going to be happy because they're going to lose their parking there. That's been a parking lot for golf carts. If you've ever been by there, they've been parking on the gravel. So I think the relief that's being requested is reasonable and really minor in nature. I vote yes on the application. Thank you.
I vote yes on this application resounded. I know in the original proposals that were going through years ago for this area, there might have been a five-story building on this site and so on. But this is a very handsome building. It blends with the community. It fits into our master plan very nicely. And at the same time, the open space, and you're addressing the needs of the city and the community, or resort community, and you're addressing that. And this is a lifestyle that this city has. So we work in also the financial side of it, and you're adding and base really fund the financial base of the community, which is to be considered in the master plan as well. And with that, I have to look at the variances that you're asking for and what you're doing. They're de minimis. They're actually, you're improving what was actually there, solving some problems. So we didn't go backwards, we went forward with this application. So it's a resounding yes, and thank you.
Roman Zabby Hutch.
I also vote yes. I find the variance is warranted. The improvements that we could make reinforces the intent of the redevelopment city master. I want to ask the area
Lorraine Salata.
I think it's a great plan. Even prior to the fire, those buildings were an eyesore. So this is like such a major step forward. The relief that you're asking for is quite minimal. So I fully support it.
Dan Smith III.
Traffic. So we've
dog.